13.
FedEx Hatches hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers three quarters of the way of the regular season behind us as you're listening to the WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney broadcasting live at Center Court from Bad Axe, Michigan. The Bad Axe Hatches enter tonight at 7-6 overall. Their best win would be at Cass City, 50-46. Their worst loss would be at Reese, and they lost by 20, a whole lot of points, 34-66. Bad Axe is 4-2 in league play. That's tied for second with Reese in the Greater Thumb West, two games back from the Patriots. This is the fourth season for Mark Krug as head coach for the Bad Axe Hatchets, going 51-25 in that time, with two divisional titles and one district championship, a .671 batting average. After the previous regular season that the Bad Axe Hatchets felt they had, well, they had, anything less is going to feel a bit different. This season, no exception. Last year, the offense of Bad Axe was on a 56-point clip while allowing just 44. In the 2017 campaign, the Hatchets are averaging 42.3 and allowing 42.9, as their defense actually has improved statistically since last year. So overall, just a deficit of 0.6 of a point. For the blue and gold, they are 5-4 at home and 2-4. They're 5-4 at home. They're five and four at home and two and two at home. There we go.
Yeah.
And their averages don't change much either. When in the county seat of Huron, Bad Axe scores 43.5 and gives up 42, so actually a positive differential of 1.5 points at home. Bad Axe has gone 5-0 against Lakers since the start of the 2015 season and 3-3 before that, going back to 2012. The last time the Hatchets lost to Lakers was Valentine's Day, 2014. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets?
Well, I'll tell you what, it comes down to one kid. Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they are led by senior Martin Messing. He is the most consistent player on the entire squad. Now, there are four other seniors that usually start. Ryan Haleski, Clark Brady, Zach Arntz. That's three of them. Brennan Jurgis will not be starting tonight, but he's the fourth cog. Now, two of them are going to be needed to score in double figures to assure a Hatchet victory. One of the things that you talk about Bad Axe, you got to talk about good defense, consistently good defense. Now, that should be enough to extend the Hatchet home streak to two wins and also sweep their traditional rival.
The life of a Hatchet started out slow but have started to heat up as of late. They got to the new year with a 1-3 record, defeating only Kingston 38-33. Then they were able to beat Vassar and Lakers, but then gave up the high ground, dropping two in a row to Brown City and Reese. However, since January 25th, Bad Axe has lost just once, which was the game we were at, which was USA at home, 37-56. Otherwise, it's been victories over Sandusky by 5, Cass City 4, Vassar 11, and most recently, Saginaw Arts and Sciences by 21 on Wednesday.
Now, between February 15th and the 24th, the Hatchets are going to be tested by three of the best teams in the area. On the 15th, it's Marlette, Reese at home on the 17th, and USA is going to be on the 24th. I think this can determine the postseason direction that the Hatchets take. It's going to be do or die from here on out.
They're currently on a three-game win streak, have not lost in the past 2 weeks. After tonight, Bad Axe travels to Saginaw and Novell on Monday, home on Wednesday against Marlette, and Reese at Bad Axe on Friday, before finishing up with USA and Cass City to wrap up the regular season. As John said, a tough schedule to get to March basketball. We are 2.5 away from playing our game number 15 for the Lakers and game number 14 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Live from Bad Axe, Michigan, the Lakers on the road at Bad Axe.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, we sell what we run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service has thousands of parts in stock for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers. Check out our pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days a week. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Stack's Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane, and much more. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
Looking to keep your gorgeous summer glow or get a great tan? Taking a warm and splashy winter vacation? Check out the Hot Spot of Bad Axe with 4 levels of sunbed. You can be on your way to that golden tan in much shorter time with darker results. Now a one-stop shop for all your hair and nail needs too. We carry an extensive line of tanning and hair care products located in the Port Crescent Plaza behind Mancino. And as always, no appointment needed for tanning.
Visit the Hot Spot in Bad Axe, once again voted best of the best in Huron County.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, the overall standings on the season has Clark Ramsey 4, John Mooney 0, and Las Vegas 1, as we were both wrong last week. Las Vegas has Bad Axe favored by 7.5 points, and I'm taking Bad Axe by 7, John.
Well, let's play spin the dial, over, under.
Uh-huh.
See what we're going to see. I'll tell you what. I want to make this nice and easy. I really like the way Lakers is warming up. I like the way they do things. They're the team on and the forward, and that's why I'm going to pick Bad Axe by 1 point under what you said.
Bad Axe by 6. Bad Axe by 6. It's now time, as we pause, to listen in to the Bad Axe Pep Band, strong as always, with our national anthem.
At this time, please stand. Gentlemen, removing your hats. Let's honor this great nation and country that we live in with the singing of our national anthem by Danielle Mahler.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud
You know, John, we've had the pleasure of listening to Danielle Mahler sing the national anthem now, I believe, for 3 years, and we're going to miss that voice next year.
We certainly are. Nobody does the national anthem better than Danielle Mahler.
Props off to Danielle, as always, an excellent job. So as we now find out our starting lineups for both squads and the ever-changing roster of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, we'll start you with the Lakers starters. At number 4, Brennan Wisner, junior, point guard. At number 10, Seth Bowles, senior. He likes to play all over the court. And number 15, Travis Deering, he's a senior. Braden Smith gets the start tonight as a junior, number 34. And Mason Pasek, a sophomore, moved up for tonight. And more than likely the rest of the season, he's number 22. Lakers coached by Ron Schwarzenegger. The Bad Axe Hatchets, under the direction of Mark Krug, as number 10, defensive specialist Ryan Holeski, at 6 foot senior. Martin Messing, who likes to be point guard, also a 2 or 3 guard. A 6 foot 3 senior, number 21, Martin Messing. Clark Brady, Academic All-State Scholar, 6'2", senior, number 22, Clark Brady. Number 31, a 6-foot junior, Austin Aver. And a 6'4", senior, number 45, Zach Arts.
There are two kids that are worthy of note for Bad Axe, Austin Aver.